Welcome to another edition of the Go Knows Podcast. I am your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me and my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is September 25th, 2021. No segments for this episode, just talking about today's game and the offensive and defensive strategies or lack thereof, and just the 0-4 record. So I first want to start with Mackenzie Milton. I think we've got a large sample size of what he can do. He is a liability out there. He's not the same player that he was at Central Florida. I just think that it's Chuba time. I think that you need to, you're 0-4. I don't think you're going to be able to get to 500. I was saying before the season 6-6. I said after the Notre Dame game, if they can play with that kind of effort in the Notre Dame game, hey, you might be able to get 7 or 8 wins. Now, you'd be lucky if you win 3 games. So I figure if Chuba Purdy is 100%, if he's fully healed from that injury last season, it's just time to get him on the field, man. I don't think, because if you're building for the future, you got to get him on the field. He has more mobility than Milton, and he's a more accurate passer than Jordan Travis. If Jordan Travis is 100% healthy, then he's the obvious choice. The deep pass to the receiver from Louisville for the touchdown, you're going to see that every game. They did it in the Wake game. Louisville did it in this game. You play Syracuse next week, you're probably going to see it in that game. So, and you're probably going to see it in every game going forward until the end of the season. So, you played a little more too high safety in the second half of the game, which kind of neutralized their deep ball passing schemes. And you just need to do more of that. Penalty-wise, you know, Florida State played a pretty good game. Ran the ball excellent. I mean, just offensively, you know, you had a good game, but Milton's lack of mobility and being able to escape pass rushers, I think that's probably the reason why he don't need to be out there. He probably can see and read defenses a lot quicker than the other three quarterbacks, but he's so limited in his arm strength, his mobility, and I would just love to see them get Cam McDonald more involved in this offense. I think he is a underrated tight end. And they just need to get him more involved in this offense. Obviously, they run the ball. The offensive line played a pretty good game. Like I said, if you had a more mobile quarterback out there, we might have won that game. But I just feel like it's Chuba time, man. If you're building for the future is now. Didn't see Fabian Lovett out there. Didn't see Akeem Dent out there. So I don't know what's going on with them guys. But like I said, the defense played phenomenal in the second half. They didn't give up any points. I mean, our wide receivers just don't scare anybody. I mean, that's really the issue. I mean, you brought Parchman out there. He made some plays, but I mean, Milton is so inaccurate and erratic with his throws. You just, I don't know. A lot of people in, a lot of fans on in these fan groups and message boards are calling for Norvell's job. So you're gonna pay Willie and Norvell. So how much you think you're gonna pay this current coach coming in? You don't have that kind of money. You can't just, okay, fire a guy and we just pay him a settlement and then move on to the next coach. Florida State doesn't have that type of money. So, Clemson did lose to NC State today, so that was kind of a bright spot for me personally. As I'm recording this, the Gators are winning 31-14 over Tennessee, so that's kind of a downer for me. So, I mean, just to know that Clemson is pretty much out of the playoff is good enough for me. I don't hate Clemson, but, you know, they've dominated us for the last 4 or 5 years, so, or 6 years now, so, you know, it's just nice to see them lose. But, yeah. I mean, I don't think you can wait till next season for A.J. Duffy. I think you need to give Chuba Purdy a fair shot at this job. I think you've had long looks at Jordan Travis. You had long looks at Mackenzie Milton. Neither guy has really been overly effective. The Jordan Travis of this year is not the Jordan Travis of last year. So I would, if Chuba is 100%, again, I would give him a shot. I mean, I'm just looking at this game, this next game against Syracuse might be the only other winnable game on the schedule. And then I just feel like, you know, when you go into these games, you have to play with a higher sense of urgency. You know, they were kind of lackadaisical in the first half, and I just, that's coaching. You know, you have to have your guys ready to play. And, you know, I guess whatever they did at halftime, they came out in the second half and balled out. You know, that's the effort you need to play with every game. You know, obviously the hope for this season is to try to keep the recruiting class together. I don't think you're going to win many games with Jordan Travis or Mackenzie Milton. Defensively, you have to scheme better. And I just think when you have a quarterback out there that is the – Chuba Purdy is, to me, the best combination of the two, of all the quarterbacks. He can run and he can throw. Okay, Jordan Travis can throw deep, but he can't throw the intermediate stuff, and he can run. Okay, Mackenzie Milton can read the defenses a little better. He can see it quicker, but he's limited in mobility. He's limited in arm strength. So who has all these things on the roster? Chuba Purdy. Good mobility, good arm. He just need the experience. And, you know, hopefully they'll give him a shot. I doubt it. But at this point, what are you playing for? I mean, you can say, okay, if I bench Mackenzie Milton in the future, if I try to go after graduate transfer quarterbacks or transfer quarterbacks, they're not going to want to come because I sat him down. Well, last time I checked, football is a performance-based sport. You have to go out and perform at a high level. And he's not doing it. He sacked himself twice. Like, he is scared to death of somebody hitting that leg, and he should be. You can't play this game scared, man. I I usually wait 24 hours before I record a podcast after a game, but I just felt overly anxious to record today. So I just went on ahead and, you know, bumped tradition and just recorded something today. But you know, going forward, I'll say this, the offensive line played pretty well in this game. You know, even Bavion Johnson played well in this game. Darius Washington played well in this game. The whole offensive line played well in this game. The defensive line played good in this game. In the second half, we was getting gashed by Cunningham, the quarterback for Louisville, in the first half. And, you know, they were just doing whatever they wanted. Syracuse is 3-1. Everybody's saying that. You know, that's a gimme win. It's not. Excuse that. I forgot that was going off. So I don't know. Boston College looked good today against Missouri. I don't think you're going to beat Clemson. But it just looks like Clemson is very limited offensively. And NC State exposed that defense today. So I think Clemson is back to being average. I don't think they're elite anymore. I think they're just one of the programs in the ACC. They're not the program. So right now it's like Boston College and Wake Forest now. Because nobody's undefeated in the Coastal. I think it's all Atlantic at this point. But ACC probably won't get anybody in the playoff this year. You're probably looking at about, you might be looking at three SEC teams. And maybe one Pac-12 or one Big 12 team. Oklahoma. I think everybody's lost a game in the Pac-12. So you're probably looking at three SEC teams and Oklahoma. So, but, you know, I digress. This is the Go Noles podcast, but, you know, you can only harp on the losing so much. You've had 1, 2, 3 close games and one blowout. So, I think you're going to dominate UMass. I hope you can beat UMass. I hope you can beat Syracuse. I hope you can win a game. but I don't know, man. I didn't like the call. I'm just trying to figure out why you're running option with a limited mobile quarterback. He's very limited as far as mobility. Why are you running the option? Why are you doing any running plays with him? That's not his skill set at this point. Like I said, with his limited arm strength and limited mobility, it should be short to intermediate throws. Stuff to the tight end, drags, you know, crossing routes, things of that nature. You was doing some screen plays. That was working a little bit. But I just don't see how you can justify keeping him out there as a starter. But I guess we'll see next week against Syracuse. So that's going to conclude this episode. This podcast is available on all podcast platforms. As always, go Noles.